Grade 4 Conference, Lecture 18. I'm going to speak first about form drawing. I won't be saying a great deal about it on these audio files because you'll be able to look at quite a bit of student work in our form drawing slideshow, which will demonstrate in a visual way some of the things I'm discussing now. And we also have two videos, parts one and two, which are instructional in nature, which will allow you to see the steps to take to do knotted drawings on the one hand and braided drawings on the other. I am also making available to you the grade 3 instructional video on form drawing, just in case you're new or in case you didn't perhaps do what you feel is sufficient in grade 3, and it's perfectly fine to begin the year. I would say the first 5 or 10 drawings, depending on your class and you yourself knowing what you have and haven't done, to work very much on grade 3 drawings, where you start to get forms combining and new forms arising out of the previously combined forms. So this is all very good. And be sure that your students have a really good foundation in the basics of form drawing, that they can draw straight lines, curved lines, that they're becoming comfortable with the circle. In the course of this year, you're going to have children who will be able to create with a stick crayon a nearly perfect circle again and again. And that's very good because the circle is going to be used quite a bit as the basis for knotted forms, as is the square and also the rectangle. So there you have the straight lines and the ability to perceive and execute right angles, perpendiculars, all freehand. All of this is going to be very important. So the technical aspect of it, you can see for yourself after you listen to this lecture. But I just want to speak a little bit about the why, and why I said earlier that form drawing may, in certain respects, be the most important block of this year. To take this from another perspective, I would say that by April, May of fourth grade, every child in the class should be able to draw a knotted form. Every child in the class should be able to draw a braiding of 3 or ideally 4 or even 5 strands, but certainly 3 strands. That if a child can do, even with various learning disabilities, behavioral issues, and so on, that pretty much everyone in the class should be able to do simple knotted form, simple braided form, and understand what it is that they are trying to represent. I would consider this the moral equivalent of a final exam, leading to promotion into grade 5. If a child cannot do this, if they simply have no understanding of what's going on as they try to bring these lines together, and this would be, of course, after you would be giving a lot of help, a lot of tutoring. It's really important when children begin struggling with this early in the year or in the middle of the year, that you are there at their side or you're doing extra work with them, maybe even on a Saturday morning now and then. As much as you want the children to understand fractions and some elements of grammar, you equally want them to understand braiding and knotted form drawing. If they can't do that, they probably do not belong in grade 5 next year. They probably should repeat grade 4. I've had students do this. It's by no means the end of the world. though in an independent school, it could mean another $15,000, and that's an issue you have to work out with the parents. But this is how important, I would say, these braided and knotted forms are. And I think in too many schools, the importance of form drawing altogether is not understood. And the central importance, and I mean center in terms of it being at the very center of the Waldorf curriculum in this most central of grades, grade four, the centrality of working with braids and knots is just really not seen. And there are perhaps every year in a given class one or two children, sometimes none, but sometimes there are one or two who could probably benefit greatly by going through fourth grade again. Why do I make braided and knotted forms the standard? Well, why is that the benchmark and not whether a child understands the declension of verbs or doesn't understand, how beavers differ from mice or something like that? And this really points, this question points then to what this is about. As I've said in third grade and say here again, this year, fourth grade, is where the meeting of the etheric and the astral body assumes a degree of peacefulness, harmony, or at the very least, stability. And how is this worked out? These bodies interact with one another, literally weave together. They braid, they knot, they create forms of flow, dynamic forms, which are like the soul equivalent of the braided and the knotted form. And this is why peoples in ancient cultures, and particularly in Norse culture and then Langobardian culture, and we see this kind of wonderful flowering of the braided and knotted forms reaching a kind of apogee in Celtic art, in the Book of Kells in particular, which you can see to this day in the library of Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland, to have this manifestation of knotted and braiding forms arising in one culture after another at certain times in their development, this is because the leaders of those times, the hierophants, the priests, the initiates, understood that for human beings to practice creating such forms, whether in wood carving, in stone carving, using inks, using one medium after another, that this would allow for the coming of the astral body in a harmonious way. This would, we could say, stand there as a counterbalance to the powerful luciferic aspect of the astral body that just wanted to run rampant over the etheric body, that would simply be completely destructive of people's health, physically as well as mentally, and that would create a kind of craziness, barbarity, wildness in the world. And if we think, for example, of the invasions of the Vikings, if we think of the kinds of peoples who were inhabiting Northern Europe in particular at the time of the early Middle Ages, we can see what was happening in human culture. The astral body was beginning to be incorporated with greater intensity than it ever happened before. And we get, even earlier on, we could say the conquest of Rome, the overrunning of Rome by the barbarians, These are all signs of a kind of opening up of the gates of the astral world and it flowing down into humanity and creating the Dark Ages, creating a period where the astral body's influx, in a certain respect, darkens the human perception of connection with the spiritual world. And the braided forms, the woven forms, the knotted forms, these are all efforts to affect a slowing down of the astral, a strengthening of the etheric, so that they were at a level, at a speed, one might say, with one another, where they could harmoniously flow together. And on a microcosmic level, on a milder level, thank goodness, but on a no less intense level, this kind of barbarian invasion, this kind of Viking assault on a monastery is going on in the soul of the fourth grader. You know, we might say the etheric body, having just lived for 1 year with the lives of the saints, many of them Irish, with the stories of the Hebrew scriptures, the etheric body is like this kind of monkish, priestly, monastic being. And suddenly now, out of nowhere, come these figures, not necessarily with horns coming out of their helmets, as they're often shown and characterized, but nonetheless with an incredible wildness and fierceness and recklessness and unbounding courage and so on. This is going on within the being of the fourth grader. And so being able to affect a braided drawing, a knotted drawing, especially making one that is beautiful, that seems to be in movement and yet is absolutely still, uniting the stillness, the serenity of the etheric body with the endless dynamism of the astral body. This tells us the child is stable, that a kind of psychological or soul level homeostasis has been accomplished, and this child is indeed ready to go on to grade 5, where, as I've said, it's a very different matter. Things change, everything gets more integrated, woven together from a curricular point of view, not the same as grade 4. So it's very, very important, and I would say that if your class, by the middle of the year, if their high spirits are always a little bit higher than you might wish, if you have difficulty in classroom management, if you feel that the children are, it's not just the charming side of the astral body, but it's the side that can run rampant over things, more form drawing, more work with braids, more work with knots. Thank goodness there's an endless variety from which to draw, and the children will very happily create their own. But be very careful with those children who don't get it, who are frustrated by it, who are perhaps even led to tears by it. Help them, help them. You're doing more than just giving them an opportunity to draw pretty pictures or to feel good about themselves because now they can do what others can do. You are really helping them take a step that is one of the most important steps that they take, not just in the grade school, but in their entire life. This will be a model, a prototype for them of the kind of inward steps that they will need to take again and again in their life when the astral body starts to assert itself, when it's on the ascendant, and it cannot be contained, and it cannot be controlled. It's not that we want to extirpate the astral body, but rather we want to show the child how to bring it into harmony so it can do its work well. It can come and do what it's meant to do, which is, in the end, to be there as the foundation for intellectual development, to make children smart. But it's not going to do that until we are able to bring it into an artistic modality, until we are able to bring it into form and into structure. And hence, we have this very, very important block. I urge you to start the year off with form drawing, not necessarily to start with a form drawing block, but certainly that there is a block, maybe before Christmas, right after Christmas, somewhere around there, maybe January, where there is a block where the children now are dedicating themselves to knotting, perhaps also braiding as well. It really needs that degree of intensive work over 1 week, 2 weeks, even 3 weeks. So please go on and have a look at the instructional videos and also at the student work. And we'll go on to other subjects in the curriculum.